Starting in July, about 1,400 residents between 14 and 24 years old will start summer work provided by more than 20 community-based organizations. They'll work 20 hours a week for 6 weeks and will be paid minimum wage. The Governor's Workforce Board Executive Director Rick Brooks says he thinks the work will give the youth important experience they wouldn't otherwise receive.
There are several benefits to this, and probably the most important thing is that the youth learn what it means to be on the job, learn about the real world of work so that they bring that experience with them to their next job. And in addition to that, the youth do actually receive formal training in work readiness.
Industries offering work experience include information technology, healthcare, hospitality, arts, marine trades, construction, and manufacturing. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Ben Bryant.